Hi, this is Susan Hamilton with 0 to 60 Marketing, and today I want to talk to you about using blog categories wisely. I consider this a must-read, folks. Even if you just listen to the audio, make sure you hang on to this email and go back to it. It may help you get the structure on your blog to work for you. One of the many services we offer our clients is monthly website management that includes posting blogs, images, and videos to WordPress websites. I'm in a unique position to be very familiar with the internal dashboards of these sites, and I've noticed an area that could use some attention. First of all, have you ever heard of creating a search experience? Most people are unaware of how to build a category structure for their blog that helps readers find the things they enjoy. A category isn't just a way for you to know where you put something, like a closet. Search engines like Google and others use tracking devices called spiders to learn from your website. They consider how easy it is to go from page to page based on many things, like links and word usage. You want to encourage them to crawl often and to send back positive scores to the engines, but that won't happen if visitors don't go to your website and do certain things, like browse other pages or stay a certain length. Categories should be a natural crawl for a search engine spider, and if your categories lack structure, you risk visitor confusion. If your visitor doesn't seem to find what they're looking for in a recognized fashion, a spider may not recognize a valuable experience and send back lower scores. It should be very easy to determine what each page means to a visitor. The words you choose for your categories are important. I suggest using keywords when you name your categories, and pay close attention to the types of information your visitor is looking for. When they look for particular information, and when they tell you about it, so when you're familiar with your customers, depending on how they search and how you present your categories, wow, they could end up finding a lot of unrelated posts in your blog. What you want is clarity. Two categories I suggest leaving out are About My Company and Uncategorized. About information should be on its own about page in the navigation of your website, not a blog category. Try to develop a structure that is truer to your brand and vision than that. Be specific. Use additional subcategories that may help you stay focused. Now, some strong, easy-to-recognize category lists may include product items, brands, how-tos, services, money savers, ingredients. If you need to go back and recategorize, in the WordPress dashboard, go to All Posts. Categories will be in that menu. Look at your overall categories and decide what is really helpful and what may not be working. You can develop your whole structure here. Make sure it's well laid out and predetermined. Next, go back to All Posts. If you hover over the titles, you get a quick edit option. In that window, you'll be able to change your post categories to your better plan. You won't lose your posts. They'll simply revert to uncategorized. From here, you'll be able to uncheck anything under uncategorized. Don't forget to save your work or press publish again once you've made sure you've made that change. You may have some link issues arise from changing your structure, but plan on going through your posts and checking your links for areas that need to be fixed a little at a time. Depending on how old your blog is, a good number to shoot for might be about 10 a week. A couple of things to remember. Don't forget to uncheck uncategorized. Don't use more than one category per post. Keep your categories clean. It will make blogging so much easier when you know you have topics to fill. When more visitors enjoy their experience, more frequent crawling will naturally happen. That activity is so important for your website to rank highly on the search results page. Was this helpful? Please leave me your comments on our blog and share this with other businesses you work with. I love it when you share. Today's free offer is your HTML cheat sheet. We're not requesting any download information from you. We're simply offering this to our Inside Line subscribers to help improve the formatting that you're able to do on your blog. Download yours today. This is Susan Hamilton, VP of Communications with 0 to 60 Marketing.